This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, April 22nd, Earth Day 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for Ozarks at Large comes in part from the University of Arkansas's Women's Giving Circle. Support for KUAF comes from Walton Art Center, presenting singer-songwriter Delbert McClinton, Sunday, May 5th at 7 p.m. This Grammy Award winner will perform his classics, which span more than five decades, plus new music from recent albums. Tickets and more information available at waltonartcenter.org or 443-5600. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the possibility of a new high-voltage transmission line charges up local residents. Also, information about the nonpartisan organization Free and Equal, the latest installment of Arkansongs, Roby Brock has business and political headlines from around the state, and more. First, the unemployment rate remains lower than the national average at 7.2%. The Department of Workforce Services reported a 7,600-person decrease in the number of employed Arkansans, but due to retirement or the decision to leave work. Kimberly Friedman, spokeswoman for Workforce Services, says there was an increase in the trade, transportation, and utilities sector.
A majority of the increase that did occur in trade, transportation, and utilities is attributed to retail trade, and that's related in a large part to the seasonal hiring at building materials, garden supply stores, and at general merchandise stores.
The increase is attributed to spring cleaning and do-it-yourself projects. With more art and cultural destinations in the state, Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe is vaunting the new face of the state's tourism industry. In his weekly radio address, he says while Bentonville's Crystal Bridges opened the eyes of many to Arkansas's arts community, even more new venues and programs continue to improve the quality of life in communities across the state, attracting economic development and encouraging creative thinking.
The Fort Smith Regional Arts Museum unveiled its brand new state-of-the-art facility in January. In 2011, Stuttgart welcomed the Grand Prairie Center, a new setting for the performing arts. In 2009, the Museum of Contemporary Art opened its doors in the newly renovated Ozark Bathhouse in Hot Springs. Longtime staples of Arkansas arts scene continue to inspire patrons. For example, this summer, the Arkansas Arts Center in Little Rock will be one of four institutions in North America hosting an art collection from the world-renowned Kenwood House in London.
Governor Beebe says art venues in the state are becoming an integral part of Arkansas's reputation. According to Jonathan Martin, a reporter for Politico, the outcome of Senator Mark Pryor's re-election campaign will be key to seeing if Democrats can still be competitive in the state or whether there is a political realignment and Arkansas is truly joining the rest of the South in moving toward the Republican Party. Martin notes Pryor has several factors working in his favor, such as family name recognition, a moderate voting record, and the fact that he keeps a fairly low profile. In addition, Pryor raised nearly $2 million in the first quarter of this year. Martin asks if Pryor can't win as a Democrat with a lot of money, who can?
$2 million in the first quarter, like the year before his election, is a pretty significant sum, and especially for a senator who is not in the leadership, who is not a chairman of an A-list committee. But you know, the fact that he is starting off with that kind of war chest, it is all about sending a message to Republicans who are thinking about getting in that they're going to have to raise a lot of cash to be competitive.
But Martin notes money is not everything in politics, pointing to former Senator Blanche Lincoln's re-election campaign in 2010. He says the political environment that year clearly trumped what Lincoln had in the bank. The National Journal recently published the results of a survey of Democratic insiders that names Senator Pryor as the most vulnerable senator in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Representative Tom Cotton has frequently been mentioned as a potential challenger to Pryor. As the University of Arkansas student population grows, so does the university's focus on furthering diversity on the Fayetteville campus. As a result, UH Chancellor G. David Gerhart has named Charles F. Robinson II the Vice Chancellor for Diversity and Community. Robinson, who has worked in higher education for 22 years and joined the U of A in 1999, is a professor of history and has served as director of the college's African and African American Studies program. He currently serves as vice provost for diversity affairs in the Division of Academic Affairs and has been awarded the Fulbright College Master Teacher Award, the Arkansas Alumni Distinguished Teacher Award, and the Student Alumni Board Teacher of the Year. Robinson has also received the Martin Luther King Jr. Lifetime Achievement Award from the MLK Council of Northwest Arkansas. His promotion takes effect on July 1st. Two events in the coming weeks will help raise money and awareness for the Fayetteville Animal Shelter. According to a news release from the city, students at Vandergriff Elementary are collecting used books for the annual Charlie Brown Book Sale, which is reportedly the largest single annual fundraiser for the shelter. Gently used children's and adult books can be dropped off at the front office of the school or animal shelter before the sale May 22nd through the 24th. This Saturday, students in the Education Department at the U of A will host the first annual Fayetteville Paw Fest, which will raise money for spay and neuter operations at the shelter. Donations collected at the event will provide free spaying or neutering services for low to moderate income residents of the city. Tomorrow night, the Hog Pen at Baum Stadium will become the Dog Pen for the second time in stadium history for Woofstock 2013. Hog fans will be allowed to bring their dogs into the area behind the left field fence. Only one dog per ticket holder will be allowed, and dog wranglers will be required to fill out an application before entering the stadium. The Dog Day of Baseball comes after a weekend of wins for the Razorbacks. While the Diamond Hogs lost Friday's game against Texas A&M 5-3, the team rallied on Saturday for a 12-2 win, and yesterday the team's pitching staff held A&M at bay long enough for a 2-1 win, clinching the series. With the pair of wins, the Razorbacks are now 27-15 on the season and 11-7 in league play. Tomorrow night, they play Oklahoma for a single game before hitting the road this weekend. In other sports news, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals split the four-game home series against the Tulsa Drillers. The Nats lost Friday night with a final score of 5-4. Then, after winning 5-2 on Saturday, the Naturals fell with a final of 8-2. With the pair of losses, the Naturals are 5-11 on the season. The team is back on the road tonight as it opens a four-game set against the Springfield Cardinals. Tonight, there's a 50% chance of showers, mostly after midnight, and a low of 56 degrees in northwest Arkansas. There's a 30% chance of rain and a low of 58 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, there is a 70% chance of showers with afternoon thunderstorms likely. Temperatures will rise to a high of 59 degrees in northwest Arkansas and 62 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley, then fall to around 45 to 50 degrees in the late morning. Tomorrow night, there is a 60% chance of rain with lows from 34 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 39 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.